It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and no touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports.
KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday. We've been talking BYU hoops all day long. The next era, as BYU has put it, is underway with Kevin Young. And it's time to bring on our good friend Jake Toulson back to the program. Jake, let's just start with Kevin Young and your thoughts on the hire. Kind of crazy that BYU was able to grab someone from the NBA.
I'm very excited about the hire. I thought with just some of the short lists that we've seen him on in the past, and even this year, I think we snagged him from a couple of head coach vacancies in the NBA. I thought that, you know, maybe that was kind of wishful thinking, but says a lot about BYU and what we're able to offer for him to consider it and to ultimately take it. So I think it's best case scenario for BYU. We obviously wanted him, ponied up for him. And I think it's going to be a great fit. And I'm excited to see where it goes.
Do you think grabbing an NBA coach, in what ways do you think that can help the program?
Well, I mean, he's got so much experience and so much exposure from his time in the NBA. I mean, we've heard a little bit about, you know, some of his close connections and friends in the league, some of the greatest to ever do it. So having that experience is going to be huge for him. And then I think, you know, recruiting wise, it's a big sell to just play for a coach that understands the game at the highest level, and understands, you know, how to develop players and knows what it takes to play at the next level. I think that's going to be very valuable for BYU and for him to get really good players, because ultimately it comes down to getting players to come to BYU.
Can only imagine how turbulent and crazy it is to be a player to go through this kind of seismic change with Mark Pope going to Kentucky, and then they scramble and get a head coach in record time. You've been through this before when you were at Utah Valley. Mark Pope took the BYU job. You joined with him. What do you remember from just how crazy that is when your coach takes a new job? How difficult is that from a player's perspective?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I think – from my perspective, I really had to think about what I wanted for myself. And I had so much, you know, experience with Coach Pope and was familiar with him. He was familiar with me. And, you know, I think these players are in a similar position where we're in the Big 12 finally. And Coach Pope, you know, he's been there for, you know, 4 years now, and he's got all his players. These are all his recruits. There's no leftovers anymore. Then I remember just feeling lost. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do, where I'm going to be. But I think each player is, I think BYU is a place that players can feel, you know, comfortable and familiar with. And a new coach, it's going to be different. But I'm hoping that we can keep as much of that continuity as possible, because that's only going to help us just continue the momentum that we have.
What'd you think of Pope getting the Kentucky job? And in a way, the stars kind of aligned for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've said it, but I was honestly just, I was shocked, but I wasn't surprised, if that makes any sense. Like, shocked that the stars aligned, if you will, and that it happened, but not surprised at all, because when we were at UVU practicing in the student wellness center, and like eating out of the cafeteria, we had no facilities, no resources, nothing. We're building that thing from scratch. I was like, Pope is not going to last here very long. He's not made for UVU. And then when I'm at BYU, obviously that was his first year, but watching him since, and just having played for him, like Pope, he might even be, you know, bigger than this. Like his end game, I think, was always Kentucky. And I've said this before, I'll say it. I truly believe that Pope wasn't going to leave BYU for just, you know, some random Power Five job. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to like throw any names out there, but I think it was truly BYU or back to Kentucky where he played. And he obviously has been very, you know, vocal about his love for Kentucky and how much that place means to him and how it changed his life and shaped him. So I'm super, super happy for Coach Pope. And I have no doubt that he's going to, be able to handle everything that comes with being the job of or being the coach of Kentucky. And I'm excited to see, you know, where they can take that and all the success that they're going to have.
Jake Toulson's our guest for a few more moments here, former BYU man. Coming back to Kevin Young, you referenced, you know, that massive deal that he got that BYU was ponying up for BYU basketball. How much of a difference did you see in the commitment to the program from your first stint at BYU to the end? Because it feels like it just continues to evolve. But did you even notice a jump from your first stint to when you finished up at BYU?
Totally. Yeah, totally. I mean, I think BYU is aligned. We listened to Tom Holmoe. We listened to President. And we know that sports is a big part of BYU and their mission. And coming into the Big 12, it's just like you got to play ball if you're going to be in the Big 12. Like, so I think naturally things have occurred that way. But investing in a coach, especially like Kevin Young, is going to help us take all that momentum. And I think specifically at BYU in the NIL era, you have to invest in a coach because at BYU specifically, when you're trying to recruit a good player, and maybe this player is not LDS, there's other good programs that are offering, you know, obviously the campus, the coach, there's a lot of things that come into play. But if we're talking about just NIL, other programs are going to be able to offer as much or if not more than BYU. And so if BYU invests in their coach, that's what you're selling to the kid. This is an NBA coach. He knows these people. He's been this place. He understands the game at the highest level. So in recruiting, it's going to be a major advantage for us to get those kids that have offers from everywhere else. But I know NIL has been a big part of BYU, and we're starting to play ball there too. So investing in the coach is really going to pay off for us in the long run because that's how we're going to get good players to come to BYU.
What do you hope to see the style of play looks like under Coach Young?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'd love to, you know, to look at or even have a conversation with him and just kind of understand what his philosophy is. But I love just freedom. I love being able to implement, you know, principles in different ways to play, read and react rather than, you know, just calling, being very heavy on play calls. I just want to see, obviously he's going to put his best players in positions to be productive. But I love just movement, sharing the ball, playing as a unit. And I think, you know, he's got all the tools in his tool bag to be able to, you know, depending on personnel, really, be an offensive juggernaut, if you will.
Ali Khalifa went to Louisville, and we still got a few players in the portal, Richie Saunders, Dallin Hall. This might be an unfair question to ask, Jake, but if you were to put yourself in their shoes and then they bring in Kevin Young from the NBA, would that sway you back to BYU, that NBA draw?
Absolutely. I think so. I mean, every circumstance or situation is different. And I think each player has a different perspective on what they want, NIL has become a big thing. So money is obviously involved now, which can kind of make things messy a little bit. But yeah, it depends on each kid, but BYU, making a statement like this and going out and making sure they get their guy shows, you know, from the top down that they're not just going to, you know, sit around and wait for somebody to come save them. They're going out and they're making something happen. So, as a player, I would be, you know, invigorated by that and feel like, you know, BYU is not messing around. Like, I want to come back and play for this coach and, you know, do everything that we were going to set out to do regardless. It's just kind of a change in the guard right now, but BYU has all the momentum.
When we talk about portal, I remember, you know, you obviously were in that portal. Didn't you turn down some big time programs? If I'm not mistaken, I thought Duke was in the mix for you when you were coming back to BYU.
Yeah. I mean, it was a different game back then because there was no NIL involved. I can't say that I blame any kid for going into the portal to leverage their value and their worth, but I think BYU is unique because of, you know, some of the tradition and some of these players at least being local and having ties to BYU. You know, the coach is obviously going to be very important, but NIL has just changed the game. So I'm very optimistic about Richie and Dallin and the others that are in the portal. And I think, you know, once you get on the phone with Kevin Young and get to know him a little bit, he's going to be able to kind of rally the troops and just keep moving forward from here.
The way that the season ended, Jake, obviously not ideal, leaving the Big 12 tournament maybe a little early and then the first round exit. What do you think this team needs? Like, what should Coach Young be looking for in the portal that can get them to the next level?
I mean, I think, you know, it's hard to say because we don't know, you know, things are kind of in flux right now with Richie and Dallin. Assuming they're back, I think just filling out the roster with different kind of positional needs, obviously size and athleticism and things like that to be able to play defense in the Big 12 and rebound, that's going to be a big part. But BYU obviously plays a very specific way or you know, we kind of put people on notice this year by how many threes we shot and how efficient we were offensively. So guys that are going to be able to do a little bit of everything, pass, dribble, and shoot. I like just good cerebral basketball players that know the game. And I think Kevin Young, having played or having coached at the highest level, knows that, you know, you want players that can think the game, and that they're smart, they're cerebral. And I think BYU has a lot of those guys on their roster, but guys that can just, you know, adapt to any situation and be able to make those reads in real time, that's going to pay off for them.
One of the best three-point shooters in BYU basketball history, he's Jake Tolson. Jake, we always appreciate the time and hope to do this again down the road.
Of course, fellas. Thanks for having me.